The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
It's not what you think, though.
Oh, it kind of sounds like a Tuesday's gone with the wind.
It'll get you. I love this song so much.
I don't think I know it.
Oh, I'm hurt. I'm shaking to my core. You don't know this.
I can't even figure out who it is, man.
Oh my!
Will it come to me in a second? Maybe it will.
Yeah. And Mayor Chung. You don't know this song?
No.
I'm so shocked. Paige? Going wrong. Oh, man. I feel like I'm on stage singing. I'm wanting the crowd to join me.
Say my name. Call my name out.
I'm holding the microphone toward y'all now. I'm on stage.
Don't do the Timberlake.
I thought this would bring on like a... I don't know.
I'm going to figure out who it is. I feel like it's going to jump up and bite me.
Too many highs and too many lows.
It's kind of sad.
Too many storms, tornado. I need some blue skies and sunshine. I need a good forecast tonight. I can't believe you. I thought you'd be singing with me.
I'm sorry.
That's
I
a good song.
Miserably.
Huh?
That's a good song.
That's a great song. I love
it's a sad song. It's like, you know, sitting at a bar by yourself and nobody's there.
Shortly after he probably fell off the mountain or something, he maybe wrote this. I don't know.
He's not talking about weather. He's talking about drugs.
Oh, I think he's talking about life. I think he's talking about the ebb and flow.
Yeah.
He needs a good forecast. Unless he said skin and I misheard him.
I think what he's saying is he's had too many highs and too many lows.
Haven't we all?
And by that, he means I just want continuity. I want stability. Too many highs and too many lows. There's a dozen of people singing along with me right now. Too many storms and tornadoes.
Tornado!
Get out of here, Afro Man. Needs blue skies and sunshine.
I know who it is now, if that was a clue.
Yeah. You still didn't know?
I knew when you said that.
Who is it?
Hank Williams Dam Jr.
Oh, my God.
Bo Cephas.
Okay.
As soon as you said Afro
Rock and Randall.
I'm sorry.
It took the Afro Man reference for you to get who this is.
Yeah, I know who it is now. Because they got on stage with each other.
I knew you said that, but I don't
know. No, it's not a... I'm just like... I thought this was one of them songs where everybody but like, God, man, I haven't heard this in so long. It's so awesome.
Now, I would have got it if you would say, get ready!
I said, get ready!
Are you ready for some?
Play your favorite Hank Williams Jr. song, Fat Boy. Paige, let's see if we can guess. God, I am. I got to check the text. Actually, I don't want to. They'll probably say, what the hell is this crap? Rain on my... I'm in a fine mood. It's Friday. It's payday. I'm going to see the boys today, the grand boys, and
various
animals
and stuff. Yeah, I probably
Ooh, I like this. It's more my speed.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. I don't like any of Hank's songs with piano.
You don't?
That'd kick up a little bit.
I don't like Hank anthems.
This is good, though.
Fat Boy, yours should be All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down. I feel like
his rowdy friends are retired.
I would never not see Chris Farley doing his Hank Jr. because he's eating and singing at the same time. Hey!
This is so you.
What a lyricist! Seems a little misogynist.
Yeah.
Why?
Kind of lazy.
There's Roddy Piper. There's Ronda Rousey. Many others.
Had to change a lot of lyrics.
Kyle Busch is here. Do you want
a party? A guy named Kyle with the Bush is here.
Oh, my God. thought it was a topless party, not a bottomless.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Kurt with a bush, too.
That guy's got dreads down there. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna open it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I thought that was a shot at the police for a minute, but I understand now. Some people don't need ovens. They just...
Fat boy, you and your rowdy friends.
Kill the hog and bury it right there. Oh, that's nice. They killed it, but they're burying it. No, they're cooking it in the ground. How nice.
You mentioned police. I give a shout out to the cops I saw this morning. It took five of them to figure out how to air up a tire for some reason. Must have been toward the end of the shift.
Were they from Poland?
No. Hey, look, now. I love cops. I really do. It's I love how you hang out in masses.
I don't know where how the Polish got that. I don't know where that comes from. I know it from sitcoms and cartoons of the 80s.
Oh, yeah, like the screen 80s. Door on a submarine? Jokes
or
like that?
Or like how many, is the term, if you have to dump out, you have to dump out. This is the way we find out. Is the term Polak a slur?
I don't know.
And why is that? I thought that was...
Because you mentioned one yesterday that I didn't know if it was or not.
All fair?
No, it was on the phone.
Oh, great. See,
I write it down.
That's part of the struggle. I'm not even like, oh, yeah, all you gotta do is talk. But like, you know, it's like a teacher graduating from college in 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's still teaching the same curriculum.
I don't know if that's how you spell it.
That's not offensive.
Okay.
Well, I was gonna say the person I heard that said it is, so I guess they can.
I can message somebody and find out.
Will you?
Yeah, let me.
See, that's why it was, it is such a struggle because, like, through my life, my short life, Lord's let me walk around this earth for 49 years, Paige. And,
yeah.
And you know what? Some of that time I didn't walk much. Oh. I really didn't. But I'm making up for it now. But,
is a bad word.
There's been so many changes of things, words and phrases. And again, I have no intent of malice or hatred or really, really, really. Look into my heart, Paige. See? Look, I'll pull my shirt up.
Oh, it's beautiful.
See?
It's pumping like crazy.
There's no, but if you don't know, but then who do you, what are you supposed to Google? Are you supposed to ask a friend?
It's got to be intent, right? If the intent is, you know, innocent, then I'm not saying you can get away with saying whatever as much as you want, but right. At least, you know, 10 or 11 times.
You're
initially.
Asking specifically.
Baby boomers were the only ones that got that excuse.
Around.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know better.
That's the way they was raised.
I have no idea about Polish and that whole slang stuff. I just married someone with the last name, and I don't know anything about.
And he couldn't even ski, oddly enough.
About my name. But it's funny because I talked to some Russian and Ukrainian people. And they asked me...
Okay, I'm not talking to you anymore. Which ones are you closer to?
She's passing on everything.
Were you trying to bring them together?
They all work in the same place.
What?
Yes.
They're all friends. I knew it.
No,
it's all
not.
A sham.
They're not. Yeah, I mean, they all work together.
Which one do you like better, the Russian or the Ukrainian?
Better say right answer.
I think I really like the Russian person better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're two...
It's their racehorses.
No,
I know what it is.
She's... Beautiful,
dressing.
Nice, kind.
They're mules.
Mules. You know, we're too connected to our roots now as a society. People like to claim that, look, we're all American. We just are. We're American. So even though I have 22% Irish in my heritage. I'm not going around telling you I'm Irish because I'm not.
You part Rudy.
I'm freaking American. But people will tell you I'm Irish or I'm Scottish. Or I mean, no, you're not. You're an American
but
person.
But Poland is really close to the Ukraine, so I have people ask me about my name, and I have no idea about my husband's heritage,
right.
Really.
Yeah, you keep bringing that up.
No, but I mean, it's like...
I don't know WTPT.
Well, how would you feel if you had a name and you have no idea where it came from?
I have a name that sounds too close to something that is not good, you know, harass.
Yeah,
it's this kind
true.
Of...
Harass.
Yeah, Harris. Or hairy ass. I would catch that. you know,
I for sure thought mine was German, but I don't have any German traces anywhere in my bloodline.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, your last name says otherwise. I my, you know, look, if you look at the like the history of like the world and the various conflicts and stuff, like where my father's family and then where my mother's family came from, if they all came here around the same time, like, they would have been like the Hatfields and McCoys. Would not have had anything. Like, the fact that my mom and dad, and you go back through the lineage through, you know, hundreds of years, whatever, and you told their great, 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 greats that they were going to end up having sex one day and making freaking me, they'd be like, freaking Jesus me. Christ. Bring on the plague.
Oh, God.
No, but they, it would be like, man, that's crazy. But then what? How kind, not that it's just me, but like, how awesome is that, though? Like, people you thought would have been like bitter, and they were, like, you know, the people in those countries and stuff years ago. But I, you know, what you're saying, though, yeah, I was born here. It's called Dodge Country. It's called Flair Country.
Really is.
Woo.
It's called the greatest place on God's green earth. And let me tell you something, baby. Coming up here at 8:05, we're coming at you with some FOF lines and knuckle sandwiches in each hand.
Knuckle sandwiches. That's right. I haven't gotten an answer, so.
You have not?
No. I don't know if that term is offensive or not.
Well,
but I assume if we don't hear back in a few minutes, we can just say it, right?
No, that's not the way to do that. They have they have 7 days, especially now with podcasts.
If you're
which I don't know, that's a, again, it's something that most people scoff at when or roll their eyes at when they hear me say this stuff. But it is incredibly, because I could go to the boss today.
Yeah, don't. I wouldn't.
It's Friday, I'm not. And I could go to the boss and say, hey, can I say that? The answer would be no, just based on the fact that I had to ask.
Exactly.
He would not go. No, you can't.
This is why we need an official, like, council of races on the show.
We had that at one point. We had we had Ask a Mexican. We had Ask a Black Guy, P1L7. We had Ask a Lesbian. We had Ask, Gay Timmy. I mean, he was.
Mm-hmm.
We had Ask a Dwarf Couple.
Ask a Dwarf Couple. We had that. Oh, and it was kind of like, oh, if something comes up, we could just call them. But they were not speaking for the race or the whatever, but they'd say, you know, here's kind of the way I see it. And 9 times out of 10, it seemed like most of them were like, yeah, don't freaking bother me none.
We
like,
just had
does honky bother you? I'm like, no.
And I don't care. We just had to be considerate. We had Ask a Dying Guy. I'd love to get an update about that. That was years and years
ago. That's so sad.
Well, he's dead.
Did he?
Oh, my gosh.
He'd come down the 28-hour Toys for Tots. He passed. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
God.
Yeah, way of really flattening out a room.
What are you looking in the mirror?
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I didn't even expect you to sing along or know it. I'm fine. Although several people knew the Weatherman song.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Oh, it's fine. I gaff about this, or I don't gaff about this. I don't gaff if people know the songs that I like or whatever. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm not intensive about, like, sharing it over and over again.
Because it's for you, you know? You and other fans.
Oh, all right, wow.
See? Now,
guess the bleep.
Explain something to me.
Yeah.
What exactly now is considered outlaw country? Because I feel like artists coming up now are trying to go that way. Like, that was unnecessary.
You are absolutely right. Turn it up. He ain't slowing down. I'm in a singing mood.
Apparently.
Still kick around our same old stomping grounds in life. Listen to the words. It'll pass you by.
Here it
and
comes.
You drank all through the night under the Greenville County sky. It says Houston County. But
here comes two GDs and an F word.
Paige likes this part.
Well, that too.
Halfway to 80 by now.
I don't get it.
He's talking about getting old and fine with life. And he's like, you know, we all said we were going to get out of this one horse town one day. But what?
We're still
ain't
here.
Ain't it funny how sometimes bleep turns out? Not we are so happy with here.
Not the message, but, you know, the formula now for This is Tyler Childers. Is that you said this is?
No, this is Whiskey Myers.
Okay, you take him. You take Tyler Childers.
I was saying Tyler Childers has got a couple GDs on his new album, and I was kind of shocked by that.
I'll put Sturgill in there and a few others. That's the formula. They'll do that. Talk about smoking, you know, put some GDs in there, a lot of cuss words, and I guess that's outlaw country.
That's outlaw
country. Replace the smoking weed with shooting up neighborhoods, and that's rap.
Yeah.
Or feminine rap, replace all those things with eating doing various things, such as.
I know, man. That's the odd, weird thing about female rappers. Like, their dominance, if you will, is getting dominated. Like, they want guys to, like, have, like, brutal
Look
sex
at that,
with them.
That cycle of
very odd.
80s, 80s, you had like real powerful women, you know, in music and stuff. And then not that we didn't have powerful men in it, but like they were more like, not trying to like genderify this, but like guys and stuff were wearing makeup and stuff then. But like, you know, a lot of the women were like saying, it was kind of this thing of like, well, We don't need no man. And then the 90s, we went to dudes in music talking about getting that blank and beating up that blank and this and that. And then women were taking it more like a, no, let's make this more about like kind of conservative music. But then we get to the 2020s where the dude rappers are looking a little more effeminate.
Yeah, but I mean, they might rap about money or like, you know, material.
They rap about clothes.
Oh, yeah, material
they rap about
stuff.
Clothes.
Being gay.
But the women rap about like having
ding-a-lings and
stuff.
Yeah,
and brutal sex.
And taking like, you know, having like four men come lay down with her at one time.
Oh,
how,
my God.
You know, how much their stuff is working, if you know what I'm saying.
It's this weird pattern.
Maybe
you
that's
notice
why
as you get
I checked
older.
Out on that kind of stuff because it was bad.
Well, but like the point about like Saturday Night Live, they used to do men in drag all the time, like as a, you know, it was funny, but like
drag off,
they do not do it anymore. The only crossing over they do, they have women dress up as men all the time, but
yeah,
never the opposite,
which is hilarious.
It is, but it's weird how we're like, all right, I'm tired of seeing men dress as women. Can we get men dressed as women, or men dressed as, what about a man dresses like a man, or a woman dressed like a woman, or what if we get what if we get a guy that dresses like a kid?
Yeah.
If you're a female and you're listening to female rap, does that make you feel empowered when they're talking about how good they're going to hook up with a guy?
Totally turn me off as a man listening to my girl listening to like WAP and the stuff like that. Especially if she ain't really like getting down like that. Like you're a poser, bitch.
Like if you're sitting in.
I wouldn't call her a bitch.
At a stoplight and you're seeing some woman scream that out of her car, you would be kind of laughing.
They will, man. They're
laughing like, at her, going, girl.
It's funny to see, but you just kind of not. You wonder about the psychology a little bit. Like, is it like?
It's strange because, again, you'll flip over to, let's say there was a man rap station. They only played men. All men all the time. And it's like, I got to get my Balenciaga and my Gucci. And I get my...
But dude,
what's some other fun big brands, Paige? My Yves Saint Laurent,
Bulgaria,
Balenciaga, all this stuff. And then, but then you'd go to the women. All women rap all the time,
and they're so supportive.
I'm gonna figure it out, my butt, and then I'm on and on.
They're so supportive of each other, though. They'll rub asses together. And it's like if you were rapping about your nuts, and the whole time in the video, I'm like pointing at him, like, yeah, his balls.
Get him.
I'm like, come on. It's weird.
You're thick. You got some big.
No, and the women are
that's
like.
That's why it rhymes.
Like that Cardi B video where she's dressed like a tiger on her ass. They're like bumping asses.
Is that Megan Thee Stallion with her?
I'm like, what are y'all doing?
And then you have
it's
like.
It's not real.
Dudes would do songs about like, you know, punching women and stuff. But, and then that was, I mean, or like Sean Connery, you know, we were talking about that the other day, how Sean Connery was on being interviewed by Barbara Walters. And he said, she was talking about being married. And she said, what do you do when things get out of control? Do you leave the room? Do you let her win? He's like, no, I smack her. I smack her right in the face. And he wasn't kidding. But then we fast forward that to the music where women are blatantly talking about killing men, stuffing them in their trunk, doing this.
Earl
freaking, like, it's just odd. It's just very odd to notice.
It was odd to hear back in the day Baby rap about he and Lil Wayne pleasing women together at the same time. I'm like, this is really good.
Yeah.
I know.
The only time I pull mine out in the same room with a man is if it's in a bathroom. Okay?
Or at the doctor.
No, I have him step out while I pull it out.
Well, he's got to see it and make you cough and turn your head.
Oh, I'm glad you said cough there.
Yeah,
what do you
make the cough?
Does he? Is that how it's done?
I don't know. Oh, great!
I was just
talking about Hank Williams Jr. I heard you guys say you didn't go see Hank. I got video I want to send you. Can you play it on Best Damn Audio? It's Hank Williams Jr. doing Family Tradition, and Afro Man tries to join in, and Hank Mason stops singing.
What?
Send it. I did not know that.
Especially if it, if it happened a couple weekends ago.
All right.
Yeah. It was last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll have a Best Damn Audio next week.
That's perfect.
So what are you working on the Plex page?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the world's oldest baby was born. And we'll talk about that next.
What?
Must have been in there like 18 months.
You cooked a little longer. World's oldest baby.
That's world's oldest baby. Or baby human?
Yeah. Baby.
That's a good question.
Baby.
Oldest baby.
Oldest baby.
Like of the day, I guess.
Oldest baby.
It will make sense.
Gestation took very in there. Whatever.
What does that mean?
I think it's like how long they were in the oven.
Oh, I thought that was like diabetes. Like when you get pregnant and you give your kid diabetes.
That's
you
gestational. Gestational diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
it's
sucks,
not
man.
Just. Gestational. It's gestational.
So why isn't it called gestational tobacco spread or gestational alcohol syndrome? You know, when you drink a lot and smoke and give it to your kid.
We just call it secondhand then. It's like smoke and clothes, secondhand.
Pretty much.
All right. Speaking of secondhand, Paige.
Yeah.
We will do some news next.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There's no good analogy for me to use there. I made it sound like you were secondhand, and you're not. You're firsthand.
No, I'm firsthand.
That's right.
I'm handsy.
You used to work at the secondhand store.
I did. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where she stole all the Gucci and the...
Now she works at a store, she'll use her hand on you. Good morning, everyone.
Agner.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. This is The Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with this. The world's oldest baby has been born in the U.S. How does this happen?
Is it little baby's birthday?
Yeah, you got to explain.
Is it
this
boss baby's birthday?
I'll explain. It's from an embryo that was frozen back in 1994, more than 30 years ago. So how does this happen?
That's weird.
Well, it happens that the embryo was kept alive for this long. And the kid's name is Thaddeus Daniel Pierce.
Well, that was a big name when he was ejaculated.
And he was born.
Is that would be the best way to say that? I mean, that's medical. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say made because he ain't made yet. Or she.
He was
born. Could be a girl. It's weird to think a girl comes from sperm, but they do.
We're all the same.
I'm trying to eat a biscuit.
You
man.
Understand, though. I mean, it's just kind of, we think those two are like, okay, this is the, and it's true, but like, you're both part of both until they collide.
Well, yeah, well, until the DNA kicks in.
Well, it's the district attorneys involved, too.
Y or X. Changes everything.
Yeah. I ain't speaking
and
to
then,
no X.
And then the, gonads, if you will, draw it.
That's a. They used to be a little convenience store on Poinsett Highway, wasn't it?
So,
no, it was gonads.
If they don't drop, you have ovaries. If they drop, you have a boy.
Like she said, she looked a little bit to the sky before she said gonads.
That's well, she was looking up for the little. There's a cloud in here. Mark Hendricks will sat on, and he just got the nod like, "Yeah, it's good. Well placed gonads."
That's what they say in school. You might as well say it. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the one time that I said one of those purgatory words where it's like, you know, there's really no word on it or thing, but.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I need you to call me. And I called him.
I need you to call me.
Remember? He said, I got to say this. It was well placed. It was kind of like, it was well placed. I'd said.
I would never get that. I'd be never. Like, you think you can say what you want?
There, it was, I think, who I was saying it about and under the terms of that it was acceptable. And then years later, we'd find out that I was correct about that person.
Oh, I have to say it about somebody he doesn't like. I got to find out who he does not like.
UB40, they're banned.
Oh, yeah.
He hates them.
What's the
Kansas City Royals, he hates them.
Saying gonads is appropriate because that's kind of the ambiguous term of testes or ovaries.
If Fanny can spike some ivory.
Why do some people go gonards?
Because they're, I don't know.
You ever walk into Menards and say, ow?
The name's offensive to me. I don't like the race car driver or the store.
If I ever ask Ryan Blaney a question, that's going to be the question.
I don't have
you
Menards.
Ever walk into Menards and go, ow? Ouch.
Ooh, those are Menards. All right. Excuse me.
The cassette.
So, the world's the oldest baby, so this kid, Thaddeus, has been born, and this couple gave birth. He was born last Saturday. Lindsay and Tim Pearson, Ohio, and they used an adopted embryo. That's how they got it from more than 30 years ago.
What?
Yes.
That was just laying around somewhere, forgotten.
Why do you have to adopt it? Like, it's like, hey, it should go to the highest bidder.
It belongs to somebody. Plus, so if you freeze your eggs.
So they were freezing them for someone else in the future to use.
No, maybe they froze them and then they decided they didn't want to use them, so they gave them up for adoption.
So the clinic
give them up for adoption.
So the clinic's like, you know, they're not.
It's me pointing out how silly that the legal system would be that you have to adopt sperm.
Yeah, like whose property is it? Like at that point, they're like, okay. We'll take it over because you don't want it anymore. Does it revert back to the clinic?
How long would it stay in there if it didn't get adopted? Like, did they do like what they used to do at the Humane Society?
Oh, that's awful.
If nobody adopts that sperm in 90 days, they throw it away.
They have to name it. Like,
they burn it.
How are you going to adopt an old-ass egg?
I don't know how long
sperm. Like, what is you doing?
I can't answer that. I have to look that up.
Have you seen the meme of the sperm? He says, turn around. It's just oil.
Do they keep the sperm? Can it be in a test tube situation?
You know, that's a good question too. Because test tube baby, yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know if it would survive like that. I know the eggs do.
We really need sex ed because
I wasn't allowed to go.
Well, before I took it, I thought you only had one sperm, not a bunch.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. Like use it or lose it kind of thing.
Well, I thought it came back like after it did what it was supposed to do.
I thought my bedroom floor was going to be pregnant.
Oh, I see. It's like a running back.
Like, I don't want it back. Like, that's going to be painful. I'm telling you, man, this is what I thought about it
like,
before I took
you thought it was like it decided to make a U-turn and go backwards?
I thought after it did what it was supposed to do,
yeah,
while you're still in the process,
yeah,
that it was going to come back to you.
Like, so how old were you when you figured this theory out? 30?
No, I was like 6th grade when we first took the class. Because they told us you could call this for one day. You can say all the slang terms that you want to say.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's just for one fun. Day. Sex ed.
Mark, you hear that? We could do that maybe.
And then in middle school, we got to Mr. Warwick's like, you know, I'm going to have a question box we're going to put in class. Any question will get answered if you put it in there. And you could tell who wrote the question because, you know, we're giggling like hell when he read it. And they were brutal questions.
Did you write any just to make the teacher say things?
Yeah, we did. Like, you know, one guy was writing questions about just terrible stuff.
Yeah. Should I get a pair of jeans with three legs?
Why do people smell bad?
I didn't know how to answer. I can answer the sperm question for you.
Oh, God.
Your sperm can survive for, you know, maybe a little bit of few days.
Well, you sound just like AI right now.
No, I'm just saying that.
Depending on the sock?
Well, depending on how you're going to preserve it, it can live in plain water.
Oh, really?
So you can get pregnant.
Oh, we'll preserve it in the laundry
bin. You could technically get pregnant in a hot tub, if that's true, from someone else.
Well, I would think the chlorine would kill the sperm, right?
In a swimming pool?
That or a hot tub. You know, it's the strongest sanitizer you can get.
Yeah, because you have to be like what is it? You have to be like there was a sign at the cabin. I think you have to be like 8 years old to get in a hot tub, or they think it's best if you're 8 or above to get into a hot tub.
That rule
so your sperm can live for a few hours outside your body. So it can technically turn around and come back.
It's alive.
They live so forever. Right. They don't die. They multiply.
So there's not ghosts in the house.
You're right.
They're just in there talking.
Your little sperm can hop back in if you want them to.
Look, we figured out a way to make them race for some.
What do they sound like?
Come back. Come back.
It depends on whose they are.
Phone home.
They could cue up the lowrider, you know,
that
song.
Like, that word was even, like, a bad word in my house.
Sperm?
Like, yeah. Just, like, even if you're talking about the whale.
You have to call it the L word.
A spermatozoa or something like that.
That's one you don't hear often.
Don't say that. You're going to learn how to do it, and you're going to do it, ain't you?
She make you call it the W word?
W word.
Rhymes with nod. Call it this. Don't call it that.
As man, I'm lost on that.
Let me write it down.
Not that it's not funny. I'm just dense, perhaps.
I just think you weren't paying attention.
No, no. I know exactly what you're saying. I just, my guess is very blatant.
Wad.
Okay, yeah, there no, that's go. Fine.
I don't want you to have to break your neck trying
yeah,
to
I'm not, no, I mean, I don't
I
want
wrote
you,
it big as hell, too.
I don't want you to get, yeah, but you write with, I need you to write with like a Sharpie. I'm reading it from 12 feet away.
I got a dark match Sharpie over here. We just got
I mean, in. It's like on Saturday Night Live, any show with cue cards. Like, you see how big them damn letters are.
Ah, why is it a cue card? That's not nice.
Well, that's with a C, not a Q. Odd, right? Explain that one to your kids right now. They're looking at you sideways. What do you mean? It starts with Q, but it's Q.
My mom trying to eat breakfast.
Starts with a C. I've known some Qs with Cs before. I really have.
Oh, my goodness.
Paige.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Madman's talking about spermatozoas.
Uncle Madman.
That was a good headlines. We got to talk a lot about science. We really did.
And Fatboy actually taught me something that his sperm can crawl back in.
Hey, look, if you want us to teach your kids sex ed in school, look, call us up.
I will not participate into that.
Come on.
It could be some kind of ruse.
Oh, yeah, it could be.
They're like, aha, you did it. Now we're arresting you.
Or do the alternative school. We can teach them because they're rowdy kids. That's where they send them.
You know what? What would be
Shout
more
out,
interesting is for us to go and then say, oh, we have questions for y'all. Could you tell us about these things?
Oh, that would be good.
Because I just found out, like I said the other day, that UAB, when your kids are not talking about, you know, UAB, you know, the area of the world, they're talking about ugly-ass bitches, and I did not know that. So like, that's my penance to me kind of making fun of my mom with lots of love.
What do they call courting a female?
LOL. What do they what?
What do they, what do they call hooking up? Like, you know, what do they call it now? It changes. They could teach us. That's all I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Getting down. I don't know what they're
getting down. Sure it is.
I don't think they do it anymore.
They really don't.
No, yeah. They're very strange.
Yeah. Oh. They don't drive. They don't do sex.
I tell you something, I'm too tired to continue, to be honest with you.
They play. They're gamers. That's
She'll wear you out, will she not?
Like, I kind of want to go.
All right, well, I think I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines again.
You have, you can tell it's Friday in Paige's house.
Her cocaine's kicking in big
or
time.
Something.
Why?
You just rowdy with the mouth today. It's fine, though.
I'm just.
Look at it this way. I don't know anybody that works at the factory that says, you know, that guy over there running that machine is going faster than me, and I don't like it.
He's making more product than us. His output's more.
I know, man. What's up?
I learned a lot from Fatboy today.
The FOF line is next.
Yeah, we got some angry women.
Hell yeah.
It's been picking up here lately. You ladies are not happy, especially if you work with a guy who doo-doos a lot.
Oh, my God.
I can see
how
that would make you mad.
Probably going to have some female rappers call it, too, because they're angry about what I said earlier about, you know, their lyrics now are just about.
You can still get in if you want to.
864-241-4318. And we're going to play them. We're going to play them next because it's Friday. It's the FOF line. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.